think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
Women always figure every man comes along wants them.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage.
Don't say it's a fine morning or I'll shoot you.
You must think I was born yesterday.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
Aww, to that thanks, same Grove. Welcome back. Thanks for having us back. It's been so long, I forgot I needed a microphone. Almost 4 weeks since we have been live on the air here at 590 with She Said, He Said. And now it's Mr. and Mrs. That's so crazy. Tomorrow will be one whole month. Remember all the days we were counting down? Well, thank you to Kathleen Kaiser and for Matt the Grover and Matt Grover for carrying the show, doing such a great job while we were gone. And you guys did great.
You guys did amazing.
Oh,
surprised we still have a show. I mean, us. We didn't get kicked
out. Kathleen wants back in her seat over here.
No. It was fun, but it was a little stressful.
A little stressful.
Periodically. Last week when...
Periodically.
Yeah, periodically. It was, yes. It was rather stressful. When Matt had to go let someone in, they couldn't get in the door, and he left me in the studio all by myself. I'm like, okay, so I'm talking to the four walls. Who
we
am
can't
I talking
see you.
To?
That's like
so,
a dream come true
right.
for me
they
to be in
to
here all
me.
Alone and have the mic all to myself. That is a dream come true.
There you go.
I can sit and have, sometimes I scare myself. Do you ever literally talk to yourself, catch yourself like talking to yourself and
out
then,
loud yes
and then I'm thinking am I becoming one of those lonely people that I'm now talking to myself all? And then you might answer yourself even
well I usually no, just I answer myself that. In my head but yeah
that's true. Well I just carry on a conversation, see how it works out. So Gordon, how do you feel being back?
How do I feel? I feel great. I feel like it was an amazing trip. It was refreshing. Everything is like brand new again, and we're married, and it's like a new look on life.
Now you're stuck.
I'm stuck. Yeah.
But you know, so much, you know, went on. And of course, last night, do you ever go out and you make that poor choice?
Periodically.
And you should hang around with other friends because
yes.
they coax you into going ahead and going to one more stop. We went to a lovely, fun, exciting event last night. We were so honored to go to Care to Learn. They're 007. It's their James Bond
theme.
It's the second year. And it was just, everyone was dressed cool and the event was beautiful at the Coronado Ballroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
And they
beautiful.
Had, you know, all the James Bond and they had the girls dressed in gold and, you know, it
walking
was,
around with martinis
yeah,
and
we played
champagne.
Blackjack. There was gambling. You were with your ticket. You know, depending on what you had, you'd get tokens to play.
The blackjack dealers were quite a bit generous, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You lose, they only took half your money.
Yeah.
They wanted you to get tickets because
right.
you churn your chips in for tickets, and your tickets you put into the drum to win prizes.
Okay.
So I said,
should I get another card? He goes, no, stay. And then I go,
look at his cards. He goes, no, you
no,
should stay.
Nice.
It was great.
That's the kind of dealers you need everywhere. Okay.
So, of course, you all know Brad Pitt, right? I mean, who doesn't know who Brad Pitt is? Well, Doug Pitt is his brother, and he's the one who has created and started Care to Learn. And so the funny thing about it is I met him back when I used to do another radio show during drive time. Doug Pitt was one of my guests because he had just started Care to Learn. So I got to meet him, and it was cool because he looks just like Brad, you know, very, very nice gentleman. And so now, of course, this event, he's there last night. Well, he's kind of a big deal. I mean, he's Brad's brother, and he's the person who founded the event. And Jean, a friend of mine, she wants to do a picture before we leave. And so, you know how you always look for that, who's available that can take our picture?
Right.
And she starts going, sir, just kind of waving this man over if he could take our photo. And she goes, could you take our photo, sir? And I'm like, maybe he should be in it. That's Doug. he ended up being in the picture with us. It was so funny. Sir, can you take our picture? Yeah. And he's like the big guy there.
Mm.
But Don Sorensen, who's a huge advocate and supporter of Care to Learn, he was there, of course. And just a lot of great people that back it. And
they auctioned off a puppy.
Went for over $1,000. But what amazes me, because we're not in that money bracket of just, you know, go there with the intention of writing a big check to, I mean, we do all we can, and we obviously give our support media wise, whatever we can do. But these people, I mean, it just blows you away when you're sitting next to somebody and they go, all right,
we'll
now, here
grand.
We go.
Okay.
Who wants to give $10,000? And they just raise their hand. I'm like, what?
We all hope to be there someday, right?
You tap them on the shoulder. Do you have 10 more? I can borrow.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a great cause,
but it
though.
Is neat, though.
Yeah, it's a great cause because they take care of these kids. You know, you don't even think about it. Like Doug was talking last night. These poor kids go to school, and it's like, you know, they have certain, they had at one point they had certain lunches for certain kids, and if you were in an income bracket, you'd get a cheese sandwich,
so
and then
you,
all the kids would know, oh, he's the poor kid because he's got the cheese
that's
sandwich.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing. They're doing things
and,
like
and
that.
And it's a bag lunch rather than a hot meal.
Right. And they're doing things like that for the health reasons, hunger reasons, their hygiene, because those are all things that stress out a kid. And
absolutely.
When they go to school, you know, they got bed bugs. They not sleeping at night, and these kids
or no furniture at all,
right? And these kids typically go get behind after what, like the third or fourth grade. They're now starting to get 2 or 3 years behind the rest of the kids.
Very sad.
That's really hard. So you know they do a lot, and they would let us know. You know when you were, you know, they'd ask you to raise your hand if you want to donate money, or you know when they did the auction and that, and you know they're talking about everything from. Eyewear, you know, glasses, a dental appointment, you know, that this money is what that can go to helping, you know, a child, because it's really true. I mean, when kids are hungry and they're tired, it's impossible
to learn.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we wish you could go into the home and change maybe the dynamics if there's some problems, you know, with the parents themselves or drugs and things like that, which is so sad. There's so many hurdles that these kids have to jump over to try to make it in life.
And I think both of our daughters kind of suffered, not from the income level part of it, but just from the part, if I remember, I know Shanna, she fell behind because she couldn't see. She needed glasses. We didn't know.
Right.
But if we couldn't afford those glasses,
right,
mm-hmm.
she wouldn't
you know. Mm-hmm. And I think Carly was the same way, wasn't
she? Oh, my gosh.
She?
I'll never forget taking her to the eye doctor. And they find out that her eyesight isn't good. And she comes home with contacts in. And she's looking out the window with this awe look. And I'm like, what's going on over there? She goes, oh, my gosh. She never saw the trees the way they look.
Oh,
we must be bad
parents.
My gosh.
I have the same exact thing with my oldest daughter. You feel, because you don't know, they don't say anything.
No, right. No, you
they
know.
They just think that's what it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
You take them for that eye exam, and then they're like, she can't really see that one. I'm like, oh my gosh, my poor child hasn't been able to see for years. So the event was great. We made that poor choice of going to one more spot. Now we're very, very tired.
And when you go to that other spot and mm-hmm. you walk in and everybody's walking in and he's carding every single person. He's like, let me see your license. Let me see your license. He gets to me. He goes, you're
pats
good.
Pats him on the back.
Oh,
you're
oh,
good.
No. Thanks, brother.
What?
You
we're
sure
like,
you don't
thanks.
Want to see it? And then I go, he didn't card me either. You're good. So, but anyway, what not to say when traveling? I don't know if you all get to see my post. Gordon and I always start off our...
We tried really hard not to talk about it. Actually, Matt and I talked about it about the show, you know, before the show started. Like, we really shouldn't out Kelly while she's gone. So we're
going
to wait till they get back.
I don't know what's wrong with me. It's just like things happen to me. There's like this thing above me that says, Kelly, you should really be stupid. Do stupid things. Fall in public. Just make a mockery of, you know, anything that you're around. We are going to get on the plane. And, of course, we decided we'd take my carry-on on. I'm like, perfect. Take all my essentials because those are important.
Exactly.
Keep my clothes, but don't let me be without my makeup and the essentials. So I learned my lesson because we were in line. And the guy was, thank goodness, well, he was nice. But, of course, my bag gets pulled off to the side, you know. And then he's, is there anything in there that shouldn't be?
And I immediately know what's going
on.
Don't
question.
I'm like, oh, she's got the whole bathroom in that case. I know she does.
And it was heavy. And I said, I need everything in that case. What do you mean? He goes, should I open it? And I'm like, is this a trick question? What do you should you open it? No, but you can. And he says, well, I'm going to open it. So I don't want you to touch it. And I go, but okay. But I was so confused of the trickiness of his question. Should
confusion
I don't know. Should you? I don't know what you should do. You tell me, this is your job. I don't know what you should do. So Gordon's like, Kelly, do you have like liquid and shampoo? And I'm like, of course, you know, like that. So he says, I'm, you know, going to have to open it. Now, when I open it, you can't touch it. And so he starts to open. I go, oh my gosh. I go, be careful, it might explode. You should never say that at the airport.
You should
I
never,
I could have, like, gotten arrested,
ever.
Apparently, for that. But instead, and I go, I mean, you know.
I'm like, go on, never say that to a TSA agent,
and
that it might
said,
explode.
I tell you what, I'll close this up, and then you're going to need to check it. And so security had to escort him out.
And why, when she says it, do they escort you out? It was my
because
question.
Because he didn't want me. Well, he was afraid I'd get lost.
I knew she'd get lost. I knew that trip, my trip would take 10 minutes. Her trip would take an hour and 50 minutes somehow.
He missed the plane.
She'd lose. Where do I go?
I would be a mess.
I was there and back in like 10 minutes.
And our tickets were on your phone, too, and everything.
Right.
So, yeah, it would have never worked out, me going. He would have had to go alone on the honeymoon. So, and then I'm waiting for him, like, gosh, I'm hungry. I hope he hurries back. So he finally comes. We had to pay $100 to check the stupid bag. So on the way home, he's like, okay, you didn't pack any of your toiletries in that bag, right? I'm like, no, but it still got pulled out.
Oh.
And this is even better. This is better than the explosion story. So, of course, things always happen to us, happen throughout the trip. Just always a show, whatever you want to call it. So we're in the security line, and we're going through, and we're like, we got this time. We packed correctly. We had the souvenirs in the carry-on
mm-hmm.
bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so they take my bag. I'm like, oh, here we go again. Don't say explode. And so he again, one says, is there anything in there? I'm like, no, there's nothing in there.
Something doesn't look right in here. We've got to look at it because something doesn't look right.
I'm like,
we don't know what it is, but something doesn't look right. I go, well, there's nothing in there.
Yeah.
I mean, he goes, well, we'll just check it out. So he starts to open up.
So I got a new purse on the trip, okay? Gordon bought me a pretty little purse. And so I stuffed the purse because we were filling it with the goodies, and then that would keep it from smushing as well, you know, inside there. So we had gotten a few little decks of
let's
cards and
this,
some treat gifts for some friends that we thought were hilarious. Because
ancient
let's just
Greeks
say,
like to be naked a lot.
They're lovers.
And
yes,
like to
yes.
do mm-hmm. the nasty
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
we
you're
found,
on your honeymoon.
It's not the
so...
nasty. It's lovemaking.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
It's just
that's right.
all
it's,
out
yeah.
Greek porn
it
is what it is.
It is Greek porn. So we thought it would be hilarious to bring back to one of our friends.
It's like hieroglyphics. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
It's like, but it's like.
Impositions.
Impositions
oh, goodness
on okay. playing cards.
And that
I love it. I
is
love it.
What
okay.
caused
he pulls
the
it
security.
Out. Oh,
he pulls it out.
And
I go, here's me. Oh my God, they're not ours. And he goes, it's okay. It's okay. No, they're really not ours.
Friends.
They're gifts. Like, yeah, I'm sure they talked about
bought
later.
Them.
The creepies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, yeah, that was our great experience of traveling. But I'm telling you, going overseas to another country is such a...
Kathy just sent us a pineapple. Kathy Hilbert.
And who we gave the cards to. Oh. Kathy and Steve. So, oh my God. So anyway, we got
she
yeah,
says
pulled
the
out
souvenirs,
of security.
Laugh out loud.
So we may have gotten a stack for ourselves.
No.
Okay, good. That was what I was waiting for. That's what I wanted to hear.
Nope. Sadly, we thought our friends would love him.
Yes.
And then we got caught with them. But so anyway, seeing that other culture like that, you know, and the way people live, and it's crazy because it's very much different than the way we live, from the way the buildings and the cars, and everybody's very relaxed, and it's until they drive. They're crazy drivers.
They are crazy drivers.
I mean, you just hang on for dear life.
Driving here in the United States now seems so calm.
Slow and
Gordon's
calm.
Driving seems like an old woman.
I know.
And he's crazy behind the wheel.
They don't wait for anybody. But what's crazy is when you're over there, you have to realize that. So if you go to Rome, just realize this. Just walk out in the street. Don't wait for traffic to stop. They will stop if you walk in the street. But if you just sit there and wait, they'll never stop.
They'll just keep coming.
So you just walk on out, and as soon as you walk out, all the traffic stops, lets everybody walk by.
The company to have in Italy is a brake shop, because they have to get them changed a lot the way they stop.
Smart cars everywhere. Smart cars everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really shocked at the graffiti on the walls. Apparently that's Italians, and they like to leave their mark. And just pee on the building. It'll dry. Because the whole graffiti thing's got me in an uproar. It's so beautiful.
It took her back. When we first got there, we're driving.
It's like, are you not enjoying your honeymoon?
We're in the taxi going. Our driver's taking us to the hotel. And as we're getting into the... When you're in the inner city limits of Rome, it's pretty. But right. on the outskirts is a lot of graffiti. And there's still some on the inside, in the inner city part of it. But she was taken back. And I looked at her. I go, are you okay? And she goes... I don't know. She goes, it just kind of isn't what I expected, you know, because there was big giant, you know, the big industrial trash cans that the trucks come and pick up.
They don't hide them.
They don't hide them. There's like hundreds of them everywhere.
I mean, there's just the trash. And, you know, I mean, there's so many beautiful things, but I was really taken back in the heart of Rome. I really was. And there were a lot of crowded areas, and I'm not big on crowds. I'm glad that we went to see the Vatican and the Colosseum and all these things, because now I've been able to be there and see it. I mean, literally, we're sitting there in a cafe, and the Colosseum is 50 feet from us. I mean, it's just so crazy, you know, to be in the midst of all that beauty. But the lines and the tourists, and I'm not big on those things. And we did a bus tour to the Acropolis, which was incredible to see. But I'm not a follow me person. Get their wand in the
holding
air.
Holding that wand in the hand. Follow me.
And of course,
I felt like I was in third grade again.
Well, I felt like it too, because I was the one that got off the bus and had to use the restroom. I was about to tinkle
holding up
my
the whole
pants.
Line.
So we have these earphones that you have to wear to hear to your tour guide. So I'm in the bathroom trying to hurry, doing an Austin Power moment. I hear the tour guide go,
she has a microphone.
Are we missing anyone? And I can hear Gordon go, my wife's in there. And then the guy goes, no, everyone came out. She's going, no, we're missing one lady.
And she's got her earpiece on, and she can hear this in the bathroom. She can hear everybody talking about her.
And you know, you can't tinkle any faster than what your body will allow you to do.
Right. Yes.
And you can't stop it either. So all you can do is listen to everybody talking about how this one lady is making everybody late. And Gordon's saying, don't leave. My wife is still in the bathroom. So Neil say I hurried up, and there wasn't any toilet paper.
Yes, that's the thing too. You'll be pretty shocked when you get, especially over in Greece, when you get over like in Athens, Greece, and places like that, the bathrooms. So you know how we have toilets, right?
Yes.
And most of us have toilet seats. Well, there's no toilet seats on most of the toilets. 90% of the toilets have no toilet seats on them. So you just squat.
Little toilets for little people.
And a lot of them just have this hole in the ground. It's like a porcelain standing plate. You stand on it, and there's a hole, and hopefully you're a good aimer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, okay. you're just doing
you're squatting
the goalie position.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's very different. Right. It's different. So I loaded up on wipes and sanitizer. But when we got into Italy, where we went into, like, Sorrento and the places in the hills, and that was just, I didn't want to leave. It was so beautiful. It was just absolutely incredible. Hotels are very different, very back. We had to go in these little cages, you know, and go up in an old-fashioned elevator to get to the hotel.
A lot of the hotels are kind of really small, and the entryway to them is really small. So, I mean, it's like you walk into this room, it's no bigger than the studio, and there's a desk, and then they lead you to your room, and you get in this little bitty elevator that barely fits two people and your luggage.
And clothes are all out, hanging dry. They don't obviously don't have washer and dryer or dryers there. And it was, yeah, just
the culture is very cool, though. I really liked it. It's like a laid back, yeah. Like Kelly said, it's very laid back feeling.
Gordon and I don't pack light. We're very heavy packers, which is not easy in Rome because you might be on these back roads trying to wheel your suitcases to your hotels because it's just different, you know?
Which leads me to something else when she said that is when you do go to Rome, pack lightly. Do pack light because they have incredible clothes, they have incredible shoes, and you can get them at incredible prices. So
the leather goods and the shopping is just incredible.
Shoes that would cost $300, men's shoes that would cost probably $200 to $300 here in the States, you could get for like 65 euros, which is almost $70.
Well, I admired the red shoes on your feet.
Oh,
the
right
minute
now?
You walked in the door.
Those are straight from Rome.
Straight from Rome.
And get your euros before you go, like when you're traveling, because it's very expensive to exchange your money and you lose money. It's like you go in with 150 and to change it and they give you 100 back. So and they take commission and the whole bit. But
well, I told my husband 35's coming up, and from all the incredible pictures that you guys kept posting of your travels, like, oh my God,
It's a must.
Go.
And Santorini in Greece with the blue domes. Go over to Oi.
Amalfi Coast.
However you want to speak. Yeah, it was AIO. Mm-hmm. The food. One more thing before we take it to a break. The food. This is when you realize that sadly American food has so much stuff in it. Even if you buy the stuff at the store to make something, because we would be off in eating, having pasta and pizza. And people are not fat in Italy and Greece. They are small. They are not fat. We didn't hardly see anyone that was overweight that lived there that was, you know, Italian or Greek. And we would get pizza and pasta and bread and butter, and our stomachs never hurt. Like, we'd be full. Mm-hmm. We didn't feel that sick, you know. And we'd be on the boat and we'd eat, which the food's great. But then that's when we felt sick, when we had the Americanized food.
I just don't think they have the preservatives and all that stuff. It's all natural,
fresh.
You know, organic. And
the gelato. My stomach didn't even hurt after having that. The food was incredible. It was awesome. So anyway, had some fun. The wedding was beautiful. I can't believe it's already been over for a month. And the food, that was great, from Vito's and the little church. And it was fun having our friends and family. I just wish, everybody says it goes by fast. It's almost like I wish I could have just a video of the whole night, just a complete video, so I could actually really hear people and see people, because we didn't really get to have that conversation. Like, I wanted that long table to be able to talk, but you don't realize when someone's at one end and someone's at the other, or even right next to you, you don't really. But we were hoping everybody else got to meet new people or see old friends, you know, and talk, because we kind of missed that. We tried to, you know, get people to sit by people who they haven't seen in a while or new people, but we didn't get to really talk. But with that, we've got a great show today. So we are going to meet some great guests today on the show, which we have Shana Cook. We're going to talk about Bark in the Park. Mm-hmm. Have you been to that?
I have not.
I mean, with 26th annual event, we should be at one of these.
we
need to pack up the puppies and go this time. We have studio chef Austin Martinez, who we've had on before. Love him. He's going to be talking about a wine dinner that Herbie's is having. We're also going to be talking about the St. Louis storytelling that's going on at the Arch. Mm-hmm. They'll be coming on today. It's Sue Hinkle and Lynn Rubright, if it hasn't changed, guests that are coming on.
No, they're not. We did that.
Someone
from the Arch is coming. From the Arch is coming.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're changing that. My email is incorrect then.
Yes.
Incorrect.
Yes.
It had an old interview on it.
We're having somebody on today.
It did, yeah.
The Arch is going to be here. We're going to put the
Arch
right in the studio.
Erin, one of the rangers from the Arch, we're going to call her at 11 o'clock.
Perfect. Okay. Even better. All right. And we have so much more. So there looks like there's some old stuff. I did the show lineup 5 minutes before we're supposed to walk out the door. So I really see things that shouldn't even be here. So don't read it. Don't be Will Ferrell and read it like the prompter.
You know, I almost offered to say, hey, Kel, you want me to put the show together for this week? And I should have done that.
Kathleen is going to be coming on as our producer. It's going to be exciting new season. So thank you so much, girl. We're going to take it to a break because we have to. And then we will be back with something, Kathleen, right?
Right.
Come back
there
with
you go.
Something.
There you go.
A little barking. We're going to need some barking going on. Aw, this sounds like we're there. This is what
when
we heard for 2 weeks.
Make it cool, just like
and there was a restaurant called That's Amore. All right, we'll be back.
When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love.